Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Sunday, June 20th. Happy Father's Day and happy birthday to actress Nicole Kidman, who is 54 years old today. I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories brought to you by Georgia United Credit Union. The recent Gwinnett School Board meeting went on without disruption, but critical race theory dominated the public debate. Grocery store Lidl is opening a new store in Duluth this week. Stonemark has taken over management of the Rayon Reynolds apartment community. We'll learn about the Gwinnett County nonprofit that works to make homes safer for seniors and other homeowners in need. The Aurora Theater's Children's Playhouse is returning to the renovated Lawrenceville Lawn Stage. And finally, hydrogen solutions provider Plug Power will invest $84 million to open a green hydrogen fuel production plant in Kingsland, Georgia. Plus, we'll talk to the grill coach and get tips on grilling the perfect rack of ribs for your 4th of July barbecue.
Three simple things to really elevate your game. Okay, one is kosher salt, two is a meat thermometer, and three...
Finance your new home with Georgia United Credit Union. Our home loan consultants will find you the best loan solution with competitive rates, low fees, and flexible terms. We'll even cover up to $500 on the appraisal fee of your new home. Apply at gucu.org/new home. Georgia United is an equal housing lender.
There were no standoffs between the Gwinnett County Board of Education and parents at the board's meeting on Thursday, and district officials say they were thankful for that. Several GCPS police officers and Gwinnett County Sheriff's deputies were parked in the parking lot at the district's J. Alvin Wilbanks Instructional Support Center, where the meeting was held. Attendees also had to go through a tent with security officials who were checking in people who had signed up to speak during public comment, and there were no disruptions during the meeting. The meeting held Thursday night was orderly, a stark contrast to the heated confrontation at last month's meeting between board members and parents who refused to wear face masks when they were asked to do so. But while there were no standoffs, there was debate over critical race theory. The critical race theory issue has been rising as a key issue in education across Georgia and elsewhere in the U.S. Governor Brian Kemp has publicly come out against the teaching of the theory in Georgia schools, and the State Board of Education has condemned it in a resolution as well. Despite the debate over it, district officials have pointed out the theory is not part of GCPS's curriculum. Lidl will open its newest Gwinnett County location in just a few days. The German grocery store chain will open its new 20,000-square-foot location at Peachtree Industrial Boulevard in Duluth on Wednesday. It will employ 30 people and be the fourth Lidl location in Gwinnett, joining existing stores in Snellville, Lawrenceville, and Peachtree Corners. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is set for 7:40 a.m. on Wednesday, with Lidl officials and local leaders gathered to open the store. There will be special giveaways and offers for the first customers during the grand opening festivities, including gift cards ranging from $5 to $100 for the first 100 customers and a chance to enter a drawing for a $500 Lidl gift card. The Rayon Reynolds has new management. The 286-unit apartment community on Steve Reynolds Boulevard in Duluth is now being managed by Stonemark Management. The Ray is a Class A gated apartment community that was developed by Quintus and opened a year ago near the Steve Reynolds Boulevard interchange on Interstate 85 in the Gwinnett Place area. Stonemark touted several of the Ray's amenities in its announcement. In addition to the rooftop terrace and electric vehicle charging stations, the apartment community includes a saltwater pool that has a sun shelf and in-pool loungers, a pet park and grooming areas, a courtyard with outdoor kitchens and recreation areas, free Wi-Fi, co-working areas, a yoga studio, a CrossFit-inspired fitness and wellness center, a car care center, covered parking, and a 24-hour electronic package center. For more information, visit GwinnettDailyPost.com. In 2002, a local church community realized they had people all around them who couldn't physically do or afford what many of us take for granted, home repairs. And not extravagant repairs, basic repairs like replacing a broken board or installing a grab bar or repairing rotted flooring. So a team formed with the goal of helping those who couldn't repair, maintain, or make changes to their home. As the church's outreach grew, a larger vision developed. By 2006, Duluth-based Home Repairs Ministries was officially formed and began to work alongside local churches, nonprofits, and support agencies throughout six metro Atlanta communities. Today, Home Repairs completes more than 200 projects per year to create safe and healthy home environments for those who may not otherwise be able to on their own. This year, Home Repairs Ministry has many projects waiting to be done that were delayed due to the pandemic. They're hoping to raise more funds to tackle these big needs so they can repair even more homes in the six counties they serve. They're also focused on forging new partnerships with local nonprofits and churches and recruiting volunteers, both skilled and unskilled, as there are many ways to help. A video on Home Repairs Ministry's YouTube channel says this about their mission.
We all know the challenge of housing in our communities.
We ended up fixing the header on the steps over here.
We have families that are struggling to find housing. We know we have senior adults that are living in housing that's deteriorating.
The post needed to be replaced.
And especially the season we're living in, oftentimes the senior adults don't have the resources necessary to make some of those repairs.
It was literally hanging by one nail.
So what do? They end up living in a home that's literally sometimes almost rotting.
And there were critters that were getting in the house.
Or they have to go find someplace else because they can't afford to take care of it and they have to move.
There were holes in the front that were allowing wind to come in and all the insulation had fallen out.
The pressure that creates in our community, the pressure that creates on our senior adults is just exponential.
Many things that just were ready to absolutely be a disaster if it were allowed to continue for a period of time.
I didn't realize it was that bad until you brought it to my attention.
Has the time come for you and your family to buy or sell a new home? Peggy Slappy Properties is here to help. Peggy and the team have been in Gwinnett and surrounding areas for 38 years, helping folks just like you and me. Peggy Slappy Properties consist of more than 35 realtors that realize fostering strong relationships with community is the key to their business. They work with you regardless of circumstance. Residential homes are newly built. They have listings all over the county. In today's climate, you hear a lot of noise from others on how they can help you. The difference at Peggy Slappy Properties? They're buying and selling for neighbors, family, and friends. Don't you believe you'll get the most value from a team that knows the lay of the land? Visit Peggy Slappy Properties online at psponline.com or give them a call at 770-271-5555. That's 770-271-5555. Peggy Slappy Properties delivers the very best in Gwinnett and Georgia real estate because you deserve no less. Why buy a Kia Mall of Georgia? We provide award-winning customer satisfaction and have been a family-owned business for over 20 years. Buying or leasing with us is fast and easy, and you can get pre-approved online in 4 simple steps. We offer top dollar on trade-ins and have new vehicle specials that are updated every month. And our factory-trained technicians make servicing your vehicle convenient with extended service hours. Stop by and shop with us on the lot or visit us online at lovemykia.com.
Here's another great indication that Gwinnett arts are prevailing over pandemic blues. The Aurora Theater's special programming for kids returns this summer on the newly renovated Lawrenceville Lawn Stage. Aurora Children's Playhouse Summer 2021 offers manga African dance, amazing juggling, and a musical trip through the tropics. These entertaining and educational events are perfect for children of preschool through elementary school ages, as well as for siblings and parents. The dates are June 23rd, June 30th, and July 7th. All shows begin at 11 a.m. Hydrogen solutions provider Plug Power will invest $84 million to open a green hydrogen fuel production plant in Kingsland, Georgia. The investment is expected to create 24 jobs in Camden County. Plug Power's GenKey solution combines critical elements to power and fuel and provides services to Amazon, BMW, Southern Company, The Home Depot, Group Carrefour, and Walmart. The facility will be located in the Camden County Industrial Park. And now, Jay Chin is the host of the Grill Coach podcast, and he's here with tips on grilling the perfect rack of ribs for your 4th of July barbecue.
At the Grill Coach Podcast, we're all about taking the complexity out of barbecue and grilling, just providing you tips where we learn, teach, and share everything in the world of barbecue.
Jay, I love that. And give me some tips for the 4th of July. In fact, let's do ribs for the 4th of July.
Absolutely. So many of the things, we really believe 3 simple things to really elevate your game. Okay, 1 is kosher salt. 2 is a meat thermometer, and 3 is a good knife. So just I'll explain each one of those real quick. The kosher salt, we want to use that to prepare a dry brine. And so anytime before we're about to put meat on the grill, sprinkle that on there and allow that to dissolve and allow that to be part of your meat. What it's going to do is going to add flavor throughout your meat, and it's also going to help you maintain moisture. So that way everybody's juicy and it just makes everything taste more like what it's supposed to be. It makes beef taste delicious. Pork is going to taste delicious. Even chicken. After the dry brine, the other thing we need is a meat thermometer. It's so important that you know what your meat is cooking at internally. You know, we don't have to live in the days where it's the wives' tales of, well, you do this for so many time and this for so much time. And, you know, we don't have to guess, you know, cook it to a desired temperature. And then the third thing is a good knife. That knife is going to be used before you cook, because no matter what you buy and where you buy it from, you are the crafter of that barbecue protein. And so I want you to make sure to trim off all undesirable pieces, any hunks of fat or any leather bone, shape it like the way you want it. And the other thing is, when you're done, the presentation, we eat with our eyes. So when you see ribs that are just torn apart on a plate, they might not look as good as something that's really nicely sliced with some, you know, Cadillac cut. Have you heard of the Cadillac cut? The Cadillac cut is when you have all the meat hanging off of one side of the bone, so that way you can get a real moist, meaty bite. Those three things right there, I mean, that will really improve your barbecue game.
Jay Chen is the host of the Grill Coach podcast. You are the Grill Coach. And the way you describe this sounds so delicious. Is there a way that I could just come to your house in Loganville and just have some of yours?
You know what? Absolutely. Follow me on Instagram and just reach out, because this is a community, and barbecue, it's about the memories that we create with the people around us. And I don't care if you use some kind of outlandish rub or sauce or something, but if you and your people around you like it, you are winning. You're creating the memories for your guests and for the people around you. And I'd say, hey, I love to share. So come on, I got no secrets.
I do love that you say that it's a community and it's something to share, because that's the thing. When you're grilling in your backyard, it's always better when you have people over.
Absolutely. And you know what? And more importantly, people are not going to remember, you know, the things that you say or how that is. They're going to remember how they made you feel. And when you took time and you fired up a grill and you shared that with people, people are already going to feel like warm inside. Even I don't even have to tell you what I'm cooking. I just tell you, come over for a barbecue. It almost feels like a warm hug, you know, and even the impact that it has on our children. You know, they're just eating hot dogs and stuff, but they know they were at a barbecue, and they remember those times when family and friends get together. And that's the kind of stuff that sticks with you. And just really, I mean, it makes the world a better place. I can't deny it.
Jay, I have to say, you make me excited to hear more. I could listen to you talk about grilled ribs all day long.
That's great. You know, because it's something I just love to do. And, you know, none of this is fake. This is from the heart. And I started the Grill Coach podcast just because I love to have conversations just like this. And even we know that everybody has their perfect way to cook ribs. And it's like, we want to learn that. We want to share that. I mean, there's no sense in hiding this, you know, because I never cook the same rack of ribs the same way twice, because there's too many ways to, like, oh, let me try this and let me try this. I know that, you know, it's fun to, like, let me try different versions and cook this. It gets no better than that, where you can share that with people and even your cooking ways.
Jay Chen is the Grill Coach. He's from Loganville. You can find him online at thegrillcoach.com and the Grill Coach podcast. Jay, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Hello.
Okay.
Is this on?
Yeah. Go ahead.
This is an important announcement from R.S. Andrews.
Hi, I'm Dari.
And I'm Ben. We are not magicians.
Customers may say we perform magic,
bringing tired AC systems to factory fresh specs.
Thanks to our R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
It's pretty magical.
Mega, not magic.
It's a comprehensive exam of your entire system.
From your evaporator inside,
to your condenser outside,
and everything in between.
That's how R.S. Andrews helps systems perform like the day they were installed.
For just $99.
It may seem like magic,
but it's really our clean screen, trained and timely R.S. Andrews techs.
Casting a spell over your system.
Not casting any spell.
Just kidding.
We even check your thermostats.
We check every part of your system.
To keep it cooling all summer.
Because it's not just a tune-up.
It's a R.S. Andrews Mega Tune-Up.
Just $99.
You call, we come.
You're cool all summer.
Guaranteed.
Like magic.
Not magic.
How can we make you smile today?
He's Ben.
He's Dari.
We're RSAndrews.com.
Hello, I'm Rodney Sculthorpe, and I own A1 Tires & More in Lawrenceville. We're your go-to place for tires and complete car care.
Don't put off getting those tires you know you need, and don't forget to check your AC and get your car ready for summer. A1 Tires & More can check everything affordably. Get that maintenance done and bring on the summer adventures.
All of our work at A1 Tires & More is guaranteed. Rest assured, we handle every repair with accuracy, integrity, and honesty. You can find us online at a1tiresandmore.com. Or give us a call at 770-963-8333. We're located directly across from the Lawrenceville Police Headquarters, and we are A1 on your ride.
Thanks for listening to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.